Hello, thank you for listening to my Prosperity and Abundance series. Today we're going to look at achieving supernatural abundance. What exactly is supernatural abundance, and how do you achieve it? When I think of supernatural, I think of something that is unknown, something that is outside of myself. Some consider supernatural to be the same as spiritual, because we cannot see the soul, and is therefore a supernatural element in our lives. Others think of things like ghosts and monsters when they think of supernatural. For me, I like to think of it as a combination of everything that we haven't yet learned to understand. Supernatural abundance is abundance that comes from a place that we do not yet understand. It can still come from within us, even if we don't fully understand what that means. Many years ago, I was in a dark place. My world felt very large and I felt very small. It was hard to look past my own nose to see the world around me. All I could see was the pain. All I could understand was sorrow. During those times, it was hard to understand where abundance played a role in my life. I was wanting for many things: food, clothing, love, and security. Although looking back, I can see that I did have things to be thankful for, and in some cases, there was abundance in my life. I was just not in a place where I could see it at the time. Somewhere along the way, I found faith in something greater than myself, and I learned so many valuable lessons during that period that it helped shape me into the person that I am today. This faith allowed me to see past my sorrow and past my circumstances. It allowed me to see that I was special in the same way that you are special. Well, the most important thing about that experience was that I learned to stop being a victim. When you allow yourself to play the victim role, you deny yourself the supernatural abundance that you deserve. This abundance that is simply waiting for you to accept that you deserve it. The time seemed to stop for a while. I was growing, I was changing, but it felt as though it was happening so quickly that the world was standing still while I was evolving. This supernatural change that happens when you open up yourself and when you say to yourself, "I'm ready." This is when the abundance starts to pour into your life. Achieving supernatural abundance isn't about anything more than making a decision to believe in yourself. It is about deciding that today is going to be the day that you take charge of your life and you allow your faith to guide you to where you want to be. If you're saying to yourself that you don't have any faith, remember, it's not about your religious beliefs. Faith is more than that. Faith is something that you believe in even when others tell you not to. Determine where you will keep your faith and hold on to it, because it's that faith that is going to be a driving force that is going to help you to evolve into the person that you want to be. It is that faith that is going to show you the abundance that you seek. And when you follow it and allow it to guide you, abundance may be well within your reach. Thank you.